T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's start. There's a lot of different angles to go here. Number one, Scott Boras was really wanting to get Kyler a big guaranteed contract with the Oakland A's beyond what they had already signed him for. Weren't they asking for $15 million immediately?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
And it put me on the 40-man roster, too.
That's basically just going, hey, are you guys willing to do something really stupid? All right, then Kyler's going to play football. And then Kyler had the tweet yesterday, I declare for the NFL draft. And everybody reacted strongly to that. Before we get into some comps, the other interesting angle of all this is the idea that Major League Baseball had marketing people involved in all this because they were so desperate to get an electric young star. I mean, this guy won the Heisman. He's dynamic. He's got a dynamic personality. Major League Baseball desperately wanted Kyler Murray to play baseball.
Yeah. I mean,
they need it.
Yeah, he's an exciting player. He's an African-American player. There's not a lot of African-Americans playing baseball. You know, and it'd be, hey, we won. We beat the NFL. Look, this kid chose playing our sport over being the quarterback of a football team.
Right.
Ha-ha, victory. Right. And baseball knows, clearly, he's an exciting player. And baseball has to know it's kind of boring, right? Mm-hmm. I know that hate the traditionalists are the loudest blowhards when it comes to this, but baseball desperately needs to evolve. I mean, everything now is about having short attention spans. Everybody mm-hmm. has shorter attention spans. I don't want to read the article. I want 140 characters or 280 characters, whatever it is. And so if you want to capture the imagination of young people and get them interested in your sport, the last thing you need to be is long, drawn out, and boring. I know traditionalists hate that, but that's the reality.
Two of the biggest players in the league, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, are free agents, and they're just sitting there. And it's kind of been, like, you know, whittled down to two or three teams. But most every fan base in the league is going, yeah, we're not going to spend that money
on
one player. And that's just hard. Like, wouldn't we be more interested if the Rangers were in on the Bryce Harper chase? We'd probably be talking about it a lot. We know they're not in it. And 25 other teams are not in it.
What do you think it says that those guys aren't signed yet? Can you imagine? I want you to think about the NFL or NBA with the two. Like, think about the NFL. And let's say, whatever, Aaron Rodgers and Odell Beckham Jr. are free agents. They can sign anywhere. You think they're going to go this far without having a contract done?
No.
And you know what? That's honestly and truly, that's the equivalent of Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard being unsigned after several months.
But those guys in their sport can sway the meter easier.
I'm a fun
easily.
Guy.
Like Kawhi Leonard can go join your team, and guess what? You're going to the conference finals. Who else do you have? You got anybody? You know what I'm saying? It's
right,
like
right.
Bryce Harper, okay, you added him to your team. How much better are you? You know, I don't know.
Baseball
five
is heading,
games better, eight games better. I don't know. You didn't change the fate of your franchise.
Baseball is heading for a massive shakeup with how they financially operate.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, in other sports, you tank because you want higher draft picks. In baseball, you tank because there's no sense in spending money on something that's not going to make a difference in your win-loss record and a win difference on your bottom line.
And a lot of the traditionalists are dying off. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. not trying to be morbid or dark or anything. I'm just saying the traditionalists are dying off. We start looking last year at a league where half the league was using openers instead of a starting rotation. Like, that's a thing. And there's all kinds of... I mean, it used to be 10 years ago, the winter meetings would be like a coveted thing. Oh, pay attention. Some signings are going to go down or some trades. That's not a thing anymore.
Nothing happens.
First day of NBA free agency, 3 days before NFL free agency, they have the tampering period.
Dude.
Rumors start leaking out. You got to get a good feel for where people are going to sign. Like, that's a hot thing. It's not a hot thing anymore in baseball's offseason.
Early, the first 2 weeks of July used to be a great time to take off for sports talk radio. Not anymore, simply because of NBA free agency. It is wild and woolly. All right, so you would think that one of the NFL's all-time greats would be like, great job, Kyler. Not necessarily. In fact, one of the NFL's all-time greats also played Major League Baseball. It was Deion Sanders. He was on ESPN talking about this. I think he's talking to Kerry Champion here. Listen to what he has to say his advice would be for Kyler Murray.
If I was in his shoes, I'm picking up the baseball bat, and I'm not looking back.
Why?
Because that's just for me. Like, I sometimes I still have regret that I didn't give it more. But, you know, I got a gold jacket in the closet. I'm straight. You know, but I wish I would have given it more. But for Kyler, that's tough at his position, and I don't think he realized the ridicule that you go through once you declare and say, I'm going to be a football player. Now people start talking about your height, your size, what you can't do. He hadn't dealt with that yet.
Yeah.
I think he could do whatever he wants to do. He's that kind of athlete.
Okay, now I like the conversation. I think Deion is way out of touch if he thinks Kyler Murray hasn't dealt with people saying size is a problem. I think that's all he's dealt with. So I think he's out of touch there. But I do love the basic idea that someone who's been through all that and succeeded at the highest level, as he pointed out, has a gold jacket, is like, man, baseball's the way to go.
Yeah, I in this situation, okay, let's put it like this. If it was my son and he was in the exact same situation, I would encourage him to play baseball because it's not as likely that he is crippled when he's an older person, or he also, his brain is not getting bludgeoned.
Right.
Right. So that's the one reason. But it also comes down to this. What sport do they really love? Kyler, no, unquestionably loves football. Baseball is like, God dang it, I'm good at baseball.
Right.
I guess I got to fall back here.
I'll take now, your $4 million signing bonus, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, that's not what he truly loves. He's good at it.
Right.
But he loves football, and he's fueled by people telling him he can't do it. Baseball, you know, he shows up and hits a 450-foot home run, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't swung a bat in a while. Hey, but the path to get to the majors sucks.
Yeah.
Minor league baseball, buses, small towns. I mean, just grinding it out. It's going to be hard as hell. Now you're facing minor league pitchers who are pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. You got to face all that nasty stuff. All those nastier pitches going to be hard to hit. It's going to suck, man. It's not glamorous. It's the furthest thing from glamorous in sports, perhaps.
He is 2 years removed in baseball from playing in a facility nicer than the football stadium he played at in high school at Allen.
Right. So for him, I would say, dude, don't play baseball. If you can do both, don't play baseball. It's a chore. You will never get better at something unless you love doing it and love practicing it. It doesn't seem to me like he loves baseball. It just seems like he's really damn good at it. It seems to me like he loves, loves, loves football and is ready to prove the whole world wrong for second-guessing his size.
And this falls on a year where the quarterbacks in the draft are seen as to be a little bit of a drop-off.
That's
before next year where it's a step up.
Right.
So the value immediately likely goes up. Now, there will be teams who sit there and already have him off the board like, no, we're not having the 5'9 guy, or if he's even 5'9. For context, Baker Mayfield was questioned about his height. He measured in at 6 feet. I think he was 6 feet and a half. So halfway,
Kyler ain't sniffing
halfway
that.
To 6'1". Okay, Kyler is 3 inches shorter than that.
Yeah.
And that's something that he's going to deal with. I saw a thing from Bucky Brooks in some article he wrote, I think it was last week or whatever, and he was talking about just here's what you get when you go in the mind of a personnel guy. Here's what a personnel guy is going to say. He's going to say, man, I got to put my nuts on the line here if I'm going to draft this guy because there are no 5'9 quarterbacks. He goes, it's easy if you take a 6'4 guy, you take Paxton Lynch or whatever, and it fails because you can go, it ain't me. I mean, he had the measurables. It's him.
Yeah.
He didn't put in the work. It's him. It ain't me. It's him. When it's Kyler Murray, it's you. If it fails, it's you. It ain't Kyler's fault.
If we'd
You're
gone,
the one who drafted the 5'9 guy.
Yeah, it's a great point. If we'd gone longer with Broadus, that was my next question.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to put your sack on the line to say we got to draft this 5'9 guy, you could get fired if you're wrong.
Yeah.
But all we do is talk about how the NFL is changing and evolving and it's becoming more like the college game. Here's now there's college systems. I mean, look at Coach Bro. Look at Kingsbury getting an NFL coaching job.
That's crazy.
Head coaching job from Texas Tech.
Right.
I've talked to people about, you know, their careers and potential place they could go. And one time this guy was like, man, you screw up bad enough, you find yourself at Texas Tech. And I was like, man, that's your fallback as being the worst scenario to end up at Texas Tech. He took a job at Texas Tech and turned it into an NFL head coaching position. So you can't tell me that innovative college offenses aren't making their way to the NFL.
Two of the best quarterbacks in the league were at Tech.
Well, that's what Kyler Murray is. That's what he is. Yeah. If you want to get new with the NFL, I mean, it's getting rid of the ball quickly. You know, it's extending plays. I mean, if he has to learn how to be smart. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to run into Aaron Donald, but few quarterbacks can.
Right.
And can survive that anyway. So, yeah. I would go all in on him. I would have no question saying, here's my job. He either makes it or he doesn't. I'll bet on him. You know, if I'm a front office guy, I believe in that kid. I think he's a winner. I just think he's special. I think it'd be awesome for a fan base to watch. You know, and nowadays, quarterbacks, it's all about the best high school quarterbacks are getting tons of individual prep work. Like Seneca Wallace, the former, was it Clemson?
He was Washington.
Seneca Wallace.
Right? Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Iowa State, I believe. Though.
He's a big-time quarterbacks coach here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he works with the top prospects. Mm-hmm. You know who is the other top quarterback expert in the market? Kevin Murray, Kyler's dad.
Mm-hmm.
So he grew up with a dad that is training all the best quarterback prospects in Texas. He's fundamentally perfect in everything he does. Man, that kid is going to be a good pro football quarterback.
I think so, too.
Ian Rappaport tweeted out, said, based on the scouts that I talked to, they project a second or third rounder. Everyone's worried about his height, and there's just no examples in history of the 5'9 quarterback. I want to read you guys this from Dane's article. Dane Brugler, at DP Brugler on Twitter. He wrote this article in The Athletic, and it is his quarterback rankings before the Senior Bowl, okay? One is Dwayne Haskins, the Ohio State guy. Mm-hmm. Two is Daniel Jones. Three is Kyler Murray. He's got Kyler Murray ahead of Drew Locke, who the Broncos allegedly already love and John Elway loves. And for Kyler Murray, he writes this. He said, Murray benefited behind an elite offensive line in a conference with below-average defense, making it a challenge to simply just trust the tape. And I think that's where everyone – I think that's my biggest question. Size, I really don't have too much of an issue. You'd like for him to be taller, sure. You'd like for him to not be 190, sure. But whatever. If that's how he wins, his arm's good enough, I think he's fine. I think he's smart enough. He's done a good job. No one can touch him. So, like, watching that, I'm like, no one's going to touch him, and there's not going to be many clean hits on him. I worry about how easy it was for him because of a great offensive line, because Lincoln Riley was scheming open guys. He played at the first-round wide receiver in Marquise Brown, Hollywood mm-hmm. Brown. And CeeDee Lamb is a really good wide receiver as well. Like, he's had all kinds of weapons around him, and I just worry about how easy that was for you in college. Does that translate to the NFL if you have to go to Miami? If you have to go to, hell, Washington. Washington's where Dane mocked him. You talked about the Giants. The Giants' offensive line's a little shaky, but they have Saquon and Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike Leslie's a guy who's been – he's pretty close with them, and he's been tweeting stuff, and he's like, their team wants to go to the Giants. They've already said that, and the Giants pick sixth. That's interesting. I mean, if you go to Arizona, a team that sucks and doesn't have anything right now, that could be bad for Kyler.
It also comes down to how you use him. Look at Deshaun Watson. They started running him like crazy, or maybe he was just scrambling out of the pocket. He was getting hit hard. It looked like his season was going to end because his body was just going to break. It
killed him.
Look at Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is pencil thin. I worry about him every single time he gets hit.
Mm-hmm.
But it just depends on how you use him. I mean, are you going to ask Kyler Murray to carry it 15 times a game? No.
It's crazy, though, because think about the way Lamar Jackson looks out there. Kyler is going to look like, I'm telling you, it's going to look like Tavon Austin taking a snap. Like, it's going to be shocking. And then I know Kavanaugh said, hey, Oklahoma had an incredible line. Dude, there's not one small person on the field. Like, it's going – I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good. I really do. But I think it's going to be jarring the first time we see someone that little under center.
It's going to be fun as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that like what Fran Tarkenton was or Doug Flutie?
I think Tarkenton was probably closer to 5'11". Really? So Flutie was a little bitty, though. And that's why Flutie had to go play Canadian football before he really – got hold here.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be fun.
I think he's a first-round pick. I think someone's taking him either way.
In this draft, I definitely think he is.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.